This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 381, down 4¾. May corn, 388½, down 5. July corn, 395, down 5¼. January soybeans, 992½, down 7½. March soybeans, 1009¼, up 5¼. May soybeans, 1014½, up 4½. March wheat, 537¾, down 10¼. May wheat, 540¾, down 11¼. July wheat, 545¼, down 12¼. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Soybean prices got a boost from exports, while corn prices slumped on higher ethanol stocks, and ample global supplies in wheat weighed on prices. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents at 347 to 366. Soybean bids mostly a nickel higher at 960. That's 960 to 997. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 cents lower at 350 to 369, while soybean bids were a nickel higher at 979 to 1009. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 cents at 356 to 370, soybeans were up 5 cents at 988 to 1015, and wheat bids mostly 10 to 13 lower at 438 to 518. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 5 cents higher at 10.08 to 10.24. Basis ended steady for the day, ranged from 1 under to 15 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $3.55.50 to $3.80.50, with basis steady to $7 per ton lower, ranging from 20 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5 cents lower at 368 to 383, with basis steady range from 13 under to 2 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 6 cents lower at 365 to 376. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 16 to 5 under the March. Soybeans up 5 to 7 cents at 10.09 to 10.17, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at option to 8 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 392 to 393. These same elevators raised their soybean prices 3 to 6 cents, with quotations at 10.39 to 10.40. Soft wheat down 10 to 14 cents at 534 to 543, and Milo a nickel lower at 441 to 446. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 360 to 379, new crop soybean bids at 934 to 956. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 363 to 379, new crop soybean bids at 951 to 966, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 343 up to 379, new crop soybean bids 933 to 961, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, these range from 499 up to 528. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $155.75, down $1.70. April live cattle, $154.32, down $2.07. June live cattle, $147.60, down $1.87. January feeder cattle, $2.20.15, down $1.40. March feeder cattle, $2.10.10, down 82 cents. April feeder cattle, $2.10.57, down 90 cents. February lean hogs, $76.02, up 85 cents. April lean hogs, $78, up $1.50. May lean hogs, $84.52, up $1.37. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Wednesday the 14th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 16 cents lower in the range of $65 to $73.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $71.11. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 35 to 38, 4 to 5 weights 37 to 41, 5 to 6 weights 39 to 43, and 600 pounds and up 41 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $45 to $50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,685 head. And now for the report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 481 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 163 to 170.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were 154 to 164, and choice slaughter heifers were 164 to 170. Now moving on to the Fairview auction. They had receipts of 348 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 166 to 174. Select slaughter Holstein steers were 106 to 113. Choice slaughter heifers 164 to 174.50. They also had some slaughter cows, premiums, high dressing, 154 to 157.50. Breakers were 113 to 120 on the average dressing, and high dressing were 125.50 to 135. Boners were 104.50 to 110, and high dressing boners were 111 to 114. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 163 to 165, and on a dress basis, 263 to 265. Heifers on a live basis were 163 to 165, and on a dress basis, 263 to 265. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 491 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $84.31, and that was 5 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses, $263.81, that was $2.18 higher, with select carcasses at $253.68, that was $2 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 104,000. That compared to 104,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000. That compared to 413,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Grain rescue tubes have been acquired by fire departments and grain elevators around the U.S. to assist in the rescue of people who become trapped in grain bins. The tube is placed around the victim and siphons the grain away, relieving pressure on the person's body and making them easier to extract from the bin. On December 18th, the Illinois Corn Growers Association and the Illinois Grain and Seed Association released the Illinois Grain Rescue Tube Locator app to help Illinois farmers find out where the closest rescue tube is to them. Value Enhanced Projects Manager for the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, Illinois Corn Growers Association, Phil Thornton, said they came up with the idea for the app while conducting related research.
We came up with the idea for the app. We were trying to find where all of the grain rescue tubes were located in the state of Illinois. So we worked very closely with the Grain and Seed Association of Illinois and did a survey of grain elevators. And we also worked with the Fire Protection District Association of Illinois to see where all of the firehouses were. from that, we put surveys out to see who had them, and then we started to do a GPS location on each unit. And we came up with actually hundreds of them, and from that we decided, well, let's put together an app and have it be able to tell a person, if they're in need of one, where the closest one would be at.
The app, currently available on iPhones, iPads, and Android platforms, will work regardless of cell service, according to Thornton. He walks us through what to expect once the app is downloaded.
Once you install it, it will be an icon on your phone, and it's titled Illinois Grain Rescue Tube Locator. The first screen that you'll see is upper right-hand corner, just says call 911. You know, before you do anything, if you're in trouble for, you know, you need to call 911 to let them know. And then there is a little box that's in yellow. It says recheck your location, and all you have to do is just hit that button, and it will bring up the closest grain rescue tube to your location. And if you happen to call that location and they've moved it or they don't have it on hand, you can hit the lift button and it will tell you where the next grain rescue tube is at.
Thornton stressed the danger of working in grain bins, stating once a person becomes entrapped in a filled grain bin,
you basically just have minutes.
Because of this danger, Thornton says he hopes this app serves as an educational tool.
The main point I think that we want to do with this is an educational outreach. You know, don't go in the bin, first of all. If you have to go in the bin, make sure somebody else is with you. Take a look at it. Be very cautious and careful. You know, use safety harness. But the best thing to do is just not get in the bin.
In order to keep the app up to date, Thornton says the Illinois Corn Growers Association is working with the Illinois Labor Department and the State of Illinois Fire Department District Association. But Thornton stressed a key part of the app is that those who have downloaded it can help update it as well.
On the app, if you do have a new grain rescue tube, or if you've moved the location to it, you can go to the app under the help section and actually send an email just giving the new location and information, and it will be updated on the app. So we do see this being sustainable in the future, because that was one of our issues that we wanted to overcome, was how do we keep this list fresh and up to date.
Thornton says he hopes to see many downloads of the app, even though he also hopes those who download it never need it.
Frankly, we hope this app is never used. We do suggest strongly to go ahead and download the app, have it on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android. It is free of charge. Play around with it a little bit to see where the nearest one is at. No matter where you're at in the state, it will always direct you to the nearest one.
The app is even gaining attention nationally.
We released it on December 18th. It's been downloaded hundreds of times so far. I don't know the exact number today. There's been a lot of fire departments that have called. There's been some fire departments called that say we're not on the app. So we made sure that they knew how to add a tube to the app. We've had phone calls from insurance companies nationwide. I've had calls from other state corn growers associations wanting to know how they can also duplicate this app, which at this point is very easy, because we spent a year putting this app together, so we're, you know, more than willing to share it with anybody as how to go about doing this.
According to the Iowa Farmer Today, the national number of grain bin incidents recorded in 2014 surged past the 2013 total of 33 by about midsummer. The final 2014 numbers will be released early this year. Agriculture students and Illinois Farm Bureau members and their children may currently apply for college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, the Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. 74 scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500 per year, will be awarded for the 2015-2016 school year. All applicants must be high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college, university, or community college. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academic ability, leadership, and financial need. Previous winners of an IAA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again. A full listing of the available scholarships, eligibility guidelines, and application documents are available at the Foundation website, www.iaafoundation.org. Completed applications must be postmarked on or before February 1st. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.